You're listening to the Rise and Align with Food podcast. I'm Rashonda Yates. 8 years ago, I found myself struggling with food and my weight. I was pre-diabetic, 100 pounds overweight, and felt like my life was getting smaller with every passing day. I know firsthand how hard it can be to break free from those struggles. And that's why I'm here to share my story and the simple tools that helped me retrain my brain and release 70 pounds. Let's work together to see what's possible for you, so you too can finally break free from binge eating, lose weight, and have peace with your food and your body. Welcome, and thank you for pressing play. Welcome back to the Rise and Align with Food podcast. Today, I'm sharing part one of a series that I'll be doing over the next three episodes, which I'm calling my Student Success Series. Now, this series will be ongoing, but we're kicking off with a three-episode arc, if you will, beginning with a student that you've actually heard from before. Her name is Gudrun, and she's come on to share a bit about her journey before, but today she's sharing more specifically about a particular process that that she learned, where she was able to leverage her triggers to her advantage to make them work for her to stop binge eating. Now, in this episode, Gudrun shares the moment she was able to stop an urge in its tracks by being with her triggers. She'll also be talking about how she discovered the power of choice when overcoming cravings to binge, and why it doesn't have to take decades to rewire your brain, even if you've been struggling with it for decades before. So without further ado, I'm so excited to share this episode of Gudrun's success story. Take me back. What was your relationship with food and your body like before learning these tools to rewire your brain?
Oh my God, I have been my whole life struggling with this binge eating thing. I tried out any diet you could explore. I would try coaches with mindful eating, and it did not work at all. I would go to psychologist, and I don't know. I felt like I'm a total. I don't know why it's my fault, because I'm going to somebody who's a specialist in this, and it gives zero result. So I felt, okay, I'm saying I want to do it, but in really, I don't want to do the work. So I felt really, really bad about myself. And this started when I was 20, so 40 years ago. So I don't know how many therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists I saw in my life, not only about this, but about other things, trauma and thing. And they could not help me. So the diets, I have read a book as I have read. I did a lot of work on habits, on reprogramming my subconscious mind, on meditation. I think you can have a look at all the books I have and all the courses and it didn't just it brought me a little bit further in my self-development, but this special point. I even did one therapy with a person who was very specialized, and it just was very, very good approach. But it was not a one-on-one coaching. It was just one weekend. And then after the weekend, everything fell apart. I just couldn't put it into practice. Mm. I just couldn't. And then I had a buddy, and we have been doing it for doing the technique we learned with her for, I think, 2 years, once a week. But it didn't stop the behavior. It got me into, okay, I can explore my past. I can explore why. But still, I now know so much, but it doesn't stop the behavior. It doesn't change. I still feel I'm completely a prey. I'm completely a victim of this symptom. And I just couldn't get to not be in this hypnotic state where it's just a happening thing and I have no control over it. And then what this then does is that in some point I feel very self confident, I think you say in English, but in I still knew there is this part of me where I have to hide. There was a lot of shame around it, and I felt like I have to hide it. I could not even talk about it, tell anybody. And so if I, it's not the integrity which I could find. I could be like accepting myself, but there was this hidden part, this hidden something, which was not whole, which was not, I could not feel whole. And was very, very strange and took so much power away. And I couldn't trust myself. As long as this was not solved, I could not trust myself.
Thank you so much for sharing that. So what was that experience like for you? The process that we went through?
Oh, yeah, I so much loved it. I don't know. I didn't expect it. It didn't feel like work. I was expecting, okay, now I have to work. And when I think I have to work, I most of the time, my habit is to beat myself up if it is not done. And as this is the hardest work for me in my life, to work on my binge eating, everything else I can really, I seem to be able to do, but this one. So it didn't feel like work. It was like really very, very profound. 1 hour every week we spent together talking about things. And I don't know what this special magic was, but it made a ripple effect in my week after we talked together. And of course, you gave me, what is it, what do you say in English? Consignments?
Homework?
Yeah, assignment, yes. So, yeah, and I remember the first or second time I was there and was thinking, okay, I get it. And then after we talked together, I was feeling, okay, no, let me organize myself and do everything. And so, and I felt in the second time we met, I felt like, okay, I think really I'm not able to do this. And then you were so, so kind. You told me, you know what? I just told you to do one thing and you are already running off and one going to the end result. And I felt so much relief. And I thought, okay, is it then okay? Just to do one thing and just to follow the step. And then after that meeting, I just said to myself, okay, I'll let her guide me and I'll just keep doing one thing. And this shifted it. It made it easy. It made it simple and it made it very joyful. From there on, instead of fearing our appointment, because I was like, okay, I need to perform, I need a result, I need to give a result, and I have this coaching, so I have to be like going forward. And after this meeting where you said, okay, just one thing at a time, one step at a time, I just switched into joy. I was looking forward because I could allow myself, as you gave me the space to do this, to not being perfect and not have it all together and grow and evolve. I think I stepped from controlling and forcing things, and then this was my habit, into opening up and just allowing something like this. But it was a beautiful time we had together, and it was really totally magic. I don't know the conversations we had, where we went with it. Sometimes I felt like out of the world. And this is what I needed. I needed it to go in a kind of depth, where I could not go, but with love, with so much love, because at one point you were asking me how does it feel, and so, and I, if I went really into it, I said it feels like a panic attack. It feels like I need to run away. And we went, I could just realize probably behind it, there has been some kind of trauma, some kind of thing I've been working on, and this is why I could perhaps not touch it. But with you, I didn't need to go and figure out, is there a trauma, not a trauma. I could just be present. This was a big shift. Be just present, and in this presence, and in this, with the process you gave me, in this connection with my body, just be. And just be with it. And there was, as you remember, this one pivot point. Shall I talk about it?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, I think, I don't know when it came, quite early, I think, in the third session we had. And you gave me this process. And I thought, okay, can I do this process? I don't know. I made it complicated again, because I'm used to making things complicated, I think. But I was in this trigger. I was in this contraction, in this stress, and I knew, okay, the answer to this trigger is go and eat something and unhealthy. And so on the way to my kitchen, and I was standing in front of my kitchen, and there was this 1 second, this, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 seconds, where I could just feel, okay, now there is a time where I can say no. Let me do the practice, because I just, let me do what Vishanda says, this practice. And I did this, and then the trigger went away. Yes! First time it went away. And I just, the thing, I knew this in my head, that this is how it happens, how it goes, because I had been doing so many things, I had never experienced it. So now I realize that I have like some seconds, and between the trigger and my behavior, there is a gap where I have power to choose differently. And as you said, and this was so beautiful, to build a new habit, to build new pathways in my brain, because it felt like I have no choice. There is one, and it will always be, and I will have never a choice, and I will always have to fight it, because it's part of me, and I have to accept it, and blah, blah, blah. But with this shift, I could just see, okay, here is a space where there is a space where I can start building new pathways and new habits. And I started doing this. And then what was most amazing is that I have been, in my logic, feeling, okay, if you have 40 years of having a highway to the solution binge eating, and you start building new pathways, that it will be taking 40 years again. And it didn't. It was enough to have the choice, which I never had before, and start building these, and then they were there, and I could just choose them as small as they were.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's getting wonderful.
Emotional. Yeah. Mm.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. So you already answered my next question. So, you know, after that, I mean, that's huge, right? To be able to realize that you have this opportunity to make a new choice, to realize that, you know, that's something huge that you said, that it doesn't have to take another 30, 40, 50 or whatever years, right? That's big. So my question for you is, what happened next? So, you know, how did that feel, first of all, when you had that big pivot, that big shift?
First of all, I realized this is what I had been searching for. This was a missing piece, and this is why I sensed it, and I wanted it, and I just realized this is it. This is the missing piece, which was really missing, I couldn't get. And from there, wow, it was really, I could be present with the trigger, and it's like, okay, fine. What does my body really need? And I could just have the choice. So many things happened, actually. I could have the choice to choose differently, and I could even allow myself to have the choice to not choose differently. But now, instead of beating me up, just observe. And okay, it's not the right choice, but just loving myself, being kind with myself. And that was also different. And because then there is no more suffering or thing. You see, it's like being finally really kind with myself. And this changed, and this presence, it was really like being alive, really feeling okay, I can be present. So I don't need to fear, because what it was before is like, okay, I manage my life so there are no triggers, and hopefully, but it's never possible. And so I don't need to fear the moment then there is this bloody trigger coming up, because I cannot manage it. So this is really freedom, because it then means that I now, when there is, I don't need to fear the trigger. I need to don't need to control my life so I don't get into triggers. And also when there is this trigger, I can just be present. And it was a total relief and so much love, because the presence, I could also partner with my body. You know, what I then did is like, okay, you are talking, like you are telling me things. So what do you really need? And incredible, because if I was missing this information and I'm just with my spirituality or with my mind walking around in my life, and not following the emotion, not being able to feel the emotions, and then not being able to know what do I really need? Is this right for me? Is this not right for me? And it's not only about food, it's actually about everything. So now I could just, because the stress, why would I go into stress? Before, I would think I go into stress because this and this and this and this and this. And I had a whole list and I so much knowledge. But there's only always something which gave me stress, and I came up with a trigger which I had no clue why. And here it would just be, oh, interesting. Let's see what it is. And then, of course, when the feeling of stress and constraint, when it goes away, and I can just be with the beautiful present, and that this is enough, and that I'm enough, and then there is everything is changed since then, even if my business, because what we do in one place, we do it everywhere, and so many things now open up. I can. I know I'm just in the start of something completely new. I just did a big change in my business yesterday, and it's this allowing thing which I did not have, which I was not able to have.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. So if you could go back and give yourself advice, you know, to that Gudrun 20, 30 years ago, what advice would that be?
What comes to me is this, when I told you, why did it take so long? And is there something wrong with me? And I don't understand this. And then you said, what if it was, said something like, what if it was a divine timing? And this is what I would actually say to myself. And I'm saying this to myself now, that I don't need to control life. I can perhaps surrender to it. And it's not only, yeah, it's the whole story is really about allowing and surrendering to life, and just know, okay, I'm at the right place at the right time, and I'm enough. And I would have told myself this, and I think this would be the thing which I would have needed to hear. Perhaps I would not have been able to hear it, but now this is totally changing my life, because also the work I have with my clients, they do have their path, and it's, I can let it be much more. It's very amazing what this does to trust life, not only the body, and have the trigger, and just trust life also, that it all comes in divine timing. And I don't even need to know why, this question, why. And I think my younger self, if I could have told her this, I think it would be have been a nice advice.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. Just such a beautiful soul. So much gratitude. Thank you so much.
Gratitude is for you. Thank you, Rishanda. You know that. I'm very, very, very grateful that you do this work. And I think it is very much needed. Had I heard things like we are talking now, when I was young and completely desperate, it would have at least gave me the hope I have been struggling to maintain for myself. Mm-hmm. So it's very important, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rishanda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.